nothing wrong with the cheap fuel if you're burning through it. You know, I mean, if you're burning through it right away, whatever, gas fuel, that's fine. But what happens is, like a generator, like everything else, life gets in its way. You forget about the generator because it's not being used. And there it sits in your garage for 6-8 months. And then all of a sudden you go to use it and it's not starting because you've gummed up the carburetor. So what it does is that the alcohol evaporates faster. So what it does is that then it creates a big gum base in the bottom of the carburetor and plugs up the main jet and you're done. So the other thing that works fairly well and how it does it, it's stable. And all stable does is kind of like puts like an oily film on top of the fuel. So when it sits for a while, it puts an oily film, and it helps the gas from evaporating. So, you know, that's the other thing that's what's nice with stable. So when you dump that in there, you're basically dumping oil in your gas. And so it puts it in, and what it does is it helps it so it doesn't evaporate. So if you do forget about it, that's fine. But like in my jet ski, for example, if I know I'm going to, like, run it, okay, I'll just put regular car gas in it. But I don't, okay? I ran it, and now it's back in the garage, and it might sit there for 2 or 3 months. So I just make a habit of always using the rec fuel for it. But, you know, let's say if you got a long-term power outage and it's going on for days and days and days, fine. Use the cheap gas, okay? Just make sure you get it all out of there before you store it. But if, you know, you're going to run it 4 or 5 hours, put it back in your garage and let it sit there for a while, yeah, then, you know, you're better off with a little bit of stable and regular.